AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's happened again in Turkey. Another earthquake. This was a magnitude 6.4 quake centered in the same area as the strong quake that killed more than 44,000 people 2 weeks ago. At least three people have died from this latest quake in Turkey. Officials say more buildings have collapsed. New Mexico prosecutors dropped the possibility of a sentence enhancement that could have carried a mandatory 5-year sentence against Alec Baldwin for a deadly shooting on a movie set. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Alec Baldwin's legal team had objected to Baldwin being charged under a version of the fire enhancement statute in New Mexico that did not exist when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed on the set of the movie Rust in October 2021. Prosecutors have dropped that enhancement, according to new court filings. It could have mandated a 5-year sentence in prison for Baldwin if found guilty, as opposed to 18 months. Baldwin and a weapons specialist each are charged with involuntary manslaughter after a gun went off during a scene rehearsal. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Making a surprise visit to Ukraine, President Biden said 1 year later, Kyiv stands. The president arrived as the 1-year anniversary of the Russian invasion approaches.
The Ukrainian people have stepped up in a way that few people ever have in their defense. And have apparently also embraced the notions of democracy.
The president told Ukrainians and President Volodymyr Zelensky, Americans stand with you and the world stands with you. After a slow start, Republican presidential prospects are streaming into Iowa, the leadoff presidential caucus state. Notably absent from the lineup, at least for now, is former President Donald Trump. A suspect has been arrested in the killing of a Catholic bishop who was shot and killed over the weekend in Southern California. Bishop David O'Connell was found in his home with a gunshot wound. This is AP News. North Korea fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles in its second test in 3 days.
The latest firings have drawn quick condemnation from North Korea's rivals and prompted Tokyo to request an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. South Korea says the 2 missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan says the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. North Korea has said it fired artillery with a weapon some experts consider a short-range ballistic missile. The North also fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Saturday and has threatened an unprecedented response to U.S. South Korean military drills. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
The governments of 34 nations released a statement calling on the International Olympic Committee to clarify the definition of neutrality as it seeks a way to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes back into international sports and next year's Paris Olympics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.